Total and complete self-surrender, Sri Arunachal Bhakta Bhagavatar. Sri Arunachal Bhakta Bhagavatar, the founder of Arunachal Ashrama, was swept up by Sri Bhagavan's grace and enabled to totally abide in him. The depth and intensity of his dedication to Sri Bhagavan can be seen in the thousands of pages of prayer manuscripts that Bhagavata wrote and shared with friends. Below, we give an excerpt of a prayer manuscript written on October 10, 1990. 49 years ago today, Bhagavan Sri Ramana Maharishi, Arunachala Shiva Dakshinamurti, Parabrahman, Paramatman, Sachidananda, Sarveshwara Guru, came to me through Gupta Bharata Ki Kuja, a search in secret India, in Himachala Hindi Bhavan, an educational and cultural organization in the city of Darjeeling in the eastern Himalayas. Sri Bhagavan had placed me in Himachala Hindi Middle English School as a teacher, and in the course of reading the Hindi monthly magazines, I came across an advertisement for a book called Gupta Bharata Ki Khoj, the Hindi translation of Paul Brinton's famous book, A Search in Secret India, published some time ago in the year 1934 in England and in America in the year 1935. No sooner did I happen to read this book than Sri Ramana Maharishi, Arunachala Shiva, melted and merged me wholly and solely in his name and form. As soon as I looked at his picture, my lifelong association with his teaching of who am I, self-inquiry, became more clear to me than the rising sun of the early morning. When I was made to finish the reading of the book, I felt like flying to the holy hill of the holy beacon light, Sri Arunachala in Tiruvannamalai in South India. Were I endowed with wings to fly, I would have flown to the lotus feet of the silent sage of the holy Arunachala mountain, Sri Ramana Maharishi. But Sri Arunachaleshwara Shiva Dakshinamurti Ramana Maharishi Sadguru didn't want me to touch his lotus feet with my head bowed to him, simply because he did not want me to feel that I had seen him tenanting the body. Sri Bhagavan Ramana Arunachala Jagadishwaran wanted me to work out my destiny in many places in the world before he absorbed me in his teaching of self-inquiry, of who am I. Now, 49 years are completed today since the final phase of my earthly existence was inaugurated in the Queen City, Darjeeling of the Himalayas. Right from the very commencement of my life in this world, Sri Bhagavan has commissioned me to devote and dedicate each and every moment of my earthly sojourn to the remembrance of his name, Om Namo Bhagavate Sri Ramanaya. Right now, my breath is merged in the core of the heart lotus, and there is very little energy, initiative or desire to do anything save and except to remain absorbed in his lotus feet. Once and for all, it seems as if the Lord wished that I spend all my time in the remembrance of his great and blissful name, Om Namo Bhagavate. Undoubtedly, the mighty Maharishi is beyond word and thought, and there is no strength in me to sing his praises with these words and sentences. So the best thing for me to do is to keep on swaying, swinging and swimming in the ocean of being, கான்ஷியஸ்னஸ் அண்ட் பிளிஸ் தட் ஸ்ரீ சச்சிதானந்த ரமண அருணாச்சல் பகவான் ஈஸ் ஃபார் த 14 ஸ்பியர்ஸ். ஐ சிம்பிளி சிட் பேக் இன் திஸ் சேர் பிஃபோர் த சரஸ்வதி இன்கார்னேட் ஹெர்ம்ஸ் 3000 டைப்ரைட்டர் அண்ட் ஃபைண்ட் மை செல்ஃப் கம்ப்ளீட்லி அண்ட் டோட்டலி டிசால்வ்ட் இன் தி ஹோலி அருணாச்சல மவுண்டன். கேன் தேர் பி பீயிங் கான்ஷியஸ்னஸ் எக்ஸிஸ்டிங் அப்பார்ட் ஃப்ரம் தட் விச் எட்டர்னலி ஈஸ்? சின்ஸ் தட் ரியாலிட்டி எக்ஸிஸ்ட் இன் த ஹார்ட், யூ ஷுட் நோ தட் டு ரிமைன் விதின் த ஹார்ட் ஆஸ் இட் இஸ் ட்ரூலி டு மெடிடேட் அப்பான் தி ஹார்ட். ஸ்ரீ ரமண மகரிஷி உள்ளது 40 verses on reality, first invocatory verse.